That's a good thing. Amen. It's good to see more and more people coming out, and it's good that we are live streaming, so if you're at home, you can see what's going on and worship with us. You know, we don't have to be together to worship God. We can be in our individual homes and worship just like we are doing. This doesn't stop us for what we need to do. This morning's lesson is I want to talk about who and what is in control. You think about what's going on in this world today with a pandemic. People are going to wonder who and actually is in control. What's in control? I think about Christopher and our younger kids that are growing up. Most of them don't know anything but turmoil in this world. We can go back to 9/11 when that occurred, and Christopher was a really small child during that time frame. And since then, we've had the 9/11 attacks. We've been in war ever since then. We've had national disasters, hurricanes that have struck the United States. We are in times that we've never, ever been in before. With this pandemic, it has affected the whole world. Not in our generation have we seen this. Not in our generations have we seen a church that's been separated from one another. So people will begin to wonder, well, who's in control? Or what's in control? What I want to let you know this morning, and I want to talk to you about this whole situation. First of all, what was read earlier, you need to write this down. We put this verse on your refrigerator, put it in your car where you can see it every day, because you need to understand this. Throughout this sermon, throughout this pandemic, you need to understand this verse, Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am confident that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor the any power, neither high, neither depth, neither anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing out there can take that away. There's nothing that's going on right in this moment. I don't care if you're facing sickness, poverty, facing this pandemic, whatever you may be facing, there's nothing. Not Satan himself can take that away from you. And you need to carry that as we go through this lesson, and as we go through this week, and as we go through this year, because I'm going to really hit some things at home. But we need to know, who's in control of your life right now? Is fear in control of your life? You know, I go to the grocery store and I see people acting differently. If I go in the grocery store and I go in another store and I'm not wearing this mask that I have here, some people look at me differently. Why do they look at me differently? Because they're afraid. If you get too close to somebody going in down an aisle, they kind of step away and look aside because they don't know if you have the COVID-19, and they're afraid. This world out there, with all that's going on, with all the turmoil, there's so many people who are afraid. Let me tell you something about fear. Fear is designed for a purpose. God made it for a purpose. This is not to make us shiver and stop and not move and not let it control our lives. Fear is an action. When you are afraid, what happens is your body changes. Those firefighters, those police officers, those nurses know what it's like when they face the patient that's coding on them. They know what that fear reaction is. It creates a heightened alertness. It's called the fight or flight action. Your body is telling you, look, your eyes open up bigger. You can hear better. You can smell things that you never did. All your heightened because all that adrenaline is dumping into you. And it is designed for a purpose. Not to be afraid to hold you in place, but to put you in action. So during this pandemic, and then we're facing these things, and we are afraid of things, this should put us in action. It should put us, hey, there's something there, I shouldn't be there, I should back away. That's that flight. But it also puts us in action when things occur, especially with as a firefighter, if I see fire coming out that window, rolling out that window, and I know somebody's trapped, you better believe I'm afraid. But my senses are heightened. So when I go in that building, I can hear better. I can see better. I can tell what's going on. I can make a difference. During this pandemic, during these difficult times, is our opportunities to make a difference in people's lives. Not let fear control us. Not let fear say you can't do it. And don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters, we need to be prepared. We need to be wearing those masks where we're supposed to. We need to have that hand sanitizer I keep in my pocket and keeping my hands clean. Russ is talking about it now. We are in spiritual warfare. You should be prepared for what you're facing. But fear should not hold you back. This is an opportunity when we're not around each other to be creative. You got somebody who's shut in who can't get in. It's a higher risk. We're not going to put them at risk. But what's stopping you from putting a package on their door and call them up and say, hey, put it on there with gloves and I got a package. I just want you to know I'm thinking about you during this time frame. It gives us an opportunity to make a difference. When all the world out there is so afraid, they're so afraid of, are we opening up too soon? Are we doing this too soon? So afraid, it's our opportunity to show the world how to handle this pandemic, this COVID-19. This is our opportunity to shine as Christians, not to be afraid, not to stay shut in, not to be shivered in place, but to act in Christian love. Because it's our job to act. The Lord calls us to love one another, to help one another, help those in need. How many people are in need right now? There's a lot of people. How many of the people out there who are homeless that we did these packages for, maybe we are not giving them out like we were before because they may have COVID-19. Give it to them with a mask on and a glove on your hand and hand it to them. Make a difference. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let fear control your life right now. What scripture tells us about this? Isaiah 41:10 tells us this. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I strengthen thee. Yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. One thing you need to understand with all this is we're not doing this alone. We're not facing this pandemic alone. For those who are high risk and you're at the house and you can't get out, you're still not by yourself. The Lord is with you. He's helping you. He's holding you up. He's telling you there's nothing on this earth to be afraid of. We need to understand that. We need not let fear control our lives. I've used this in a lot of my sermons before because I really like this verse. This is my commandment. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Look at that young boy in there. He's got that hero on and he's sticking his hand up. I'm going to be a hero today. That's what we need to be as Christians. We need not to be afraid. We need to be prepared. Wear our mask. Wash our hands. Take the right precautions, but it should not hold us back in action. We should be like this young boy, all dressed up, ready to go, and ready to make a difference. We need to be those type of people, even during this worst times that we've ever seen in our total, in our lifetime. Let me tell you something. Pandemics are not new to this world. This is not the first time this has ever happened. Nothing's new underneath the sun. This soon will pass, and we need to understand that. The Lord is in control. In Psalms 27, verse 1, it tells us this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? The Lord's what gives us our strength. The Lord's the one that holds us up. So really, we don't have to depend on ourselves. We just lean on the Lord. What do we have afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of as a Christian. No sickness, no poverty, no struggles that this country faces. None of that we have to be afraid of. There's nothing that can be presented to us today that brings fear to us, because we know our God is in control. You know what goes hand in hand with fear a lot of times? It's two different things. Fear creates action. Worry is personal. When you're afraid to move forward and you do that fight or flight thing, that's an action. Worry is personal, because you worry about yourselves or family members or other stuff. Why do we worry? Is worry in control? Because with this pandemic, there's a lot of people who are out of work. The jobs are stopped. They were working one day, and the next day they're not. And they're wondering how they're going to get through. There's people worried, am I going to get the COVID-19? What am I going to do if I get the COVID-19? How am I going to react? We worry about loved ones who may get the COVID-19. We worry about loved ones' poverty or struggles or hardships. What are they doing? They're locked in their house. Are they okay? Worry can control us, control our life completely. Are you letting worry control you right now? I like this verse, John 14:27. The peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, I do not give to you as the world gives to you. Oh, I love to have godly peace, because godly peace comes with godly understanding. The world out there don't have the peace that we have. It's not offered to them as Christians. They get to worry about the pandemic. They get to worry about the finances. They get to worry about it because they have to depend on themselves. We don't. As Christians, we get a peace that everything is going to be okay. We got a peace that we know this soon shall pass. That what we're going through, as I've preached before, is light and momentary. That we have no worries, because no matter a pandemic that strikes the whole world, don't bring us worry. Because we know our God is in control. Do not let your heart be troubled. And do not be afraid. We have nothing to be able to trouble our hearts, knowing our God, who he is, and how much control he has. We know we ain't got control, and we'll talk about that here in a few minutes. But we know we don't have a control of the situation. We know our God does. And the peace that brings to us is like none other, that nobody else knows. Unless you're a Christian, you don't know it. You don't understand it. Then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Life is more than the food, and the body is more than the clothing. There's so many people out there worried about tomorrow. Worried about, oh man, how am I going to put food on the table for tomorrow? Or what am I going to do about tomorrow? They're worried about tomorrow. Let me tell you something about tomorrow. There is nobody in this world that's already there. There's no way. It's impossible. Tomorrow's not here yet. We can't be there. But I can tell you who is there. God's already there. He's already planned and prepared for you. He's the only one that can be in tomorrow. We can't. So worrying about tomorrow does not do us any good. Why? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying about over the big things? Why do we worry? We can't add anything to our life. But I can tell you, as a medic, and some of the nurses in here can tell you, it will definitely take your life away. It will definitely shorten your life. Because when you worry and stress and all that, it's harder on your heart. Your blood pressure goes up. It's harder on your blood vessels. It actually takes away from your life. So worry doesn't gain you a moment to your life. Why? Because God's in control. So we need not worry about tomorrow. We need not worry about what COVID-19 is going to do this winter. We need not to worry about where our poverty will be later on down the road. We just need to focus on God's will and purpose for us. We need to be in action. We need to be in that battle that Russ is teaching about, the spiritual warfare, making a difference out there. That's what we need to be focused on, and not worry about what's ready to come. Because the Lord's already there. He's already prepared it for us. He's already got a plan. Us worrying does not do anything for us. Why? Because it tells us, cast all your cares upon me, for he cares for you. If we worry about anything, we need to cast our cares onto the Lord and let him handle it. We need to give it over to him because he cares for us. Because we go back to Romans 8, 38 and 39. Nothing can take the love of God away from us. Nothing can take the love of our Lord Jesus Christ from us because he cares for us. He's already preparing for us and taking care of all of our needs. We have nothing to worry about. The world out there could be in panic mode, but we shouldn't be in panic mode. We should realize our God has this. Let me ask you something. Are you in control of your life? This is my biggest struggle. Me personally, this is where I struggle the most. Because I plan out my day. I plan out, all right, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to take this? All right, I'm taking this much money here, and I'm doing this, and I'm planning my life. I'm planning how I'm going to retire, and I'm doing all that. That's one of my biggest struggles that I have, because I try to control everything around me. I'm not in control, but I am deeply loved by the one who is. And that's the concept we got to understand. Matter of fact, this is the concept you need. This wraps up the whole sermon right here. I don't care how often you hit that control button, you're not in control. You can hit that control button on your life. All right, I'm going to do this. You are not in control. Once we accept that, no matter how often we hit that control button in life, we're not in control. We got to accept that God's in control. In his hand is the life of every creature. He has every creature on earth, every one of them, big or small, in his hands. That's a sign of somebody definitely in control of how that life is going to occur. With a moment's notice, he can change it all up. You know, we know this verse, but we need to understand this concept. This is a short verse. We need to understand and accept. Romans 3:23 tells us, for everyone, who's that leave out? Doesn't leave out anybody. For everyone has sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard. If you were in control, would you sin? No. If I was in control, I wouldn't sin. But I do. If I was in control, would I fall? Would I stumble and fall? No, because it hurts. If I was in control, I would not stumble and fall. But each and every one of us in here knows that we sin. We stumble and fall. So that right there tells us no matter how hard we try, we're not in control. We're still going to fall short. We're still going to sin. And by the grace of God, as Christians, we have our forgiveness through him. But we are not in control. But we need to understand this concept of this very short verse that we've heard our entire Christian life 1,000 times. This is telling us you're not in control. God is in control. Isaiah 55:8-9 tells us this. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We sit down here on earth. We sit down here on earth and God sits on high. And we got to understand that He's higher and greater than us. If we rely on our abilities, and you look around in the world today, and we rely on our abilities, we ought to be humbled, realizing we have nothing. No abilities to control what goes on. This time in our life, right here and now, should be just a slap in the face of reality that we are not in control. This pandemic has affected the whole world. It's put the whole world to a stop. Businesses of the whole world have shut down. People are not able to get out. Not just here in Petersburg or Dinwiddie, but worldwide. If this is not telling you you're not in control, I don't know what is. Me personally, I think the good Lord's saying, y'all are going too fast, too quick. You need to slow down a little bit. Let me slow you down. Let me put your life back into perspective. Let me let you know that you are not in control no matter what's going on. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, so that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. We know this story. All right, let's put it to perspective. You know, crossing the Red Sea is very treacherous at times, very dangerous. Because what happens is, and I'm pretty sure this is what occurred, is the disciples got in that boat. It was a beautiful day. There probably wasn't even a cloud in the sky when they took off. They got in that boat. They were in complete control. They could take that boat and go this way. They could take that boat and go that way. They could raise that sail up and go slower or faster. They were in complete control. But what happens on the Red Sea and even on a major ocean is you'll look in a far distance and the clouds and the skyline will change to red or really gray-black. And then that tells you something's wrong. Something's getting ready to hit. And when that occurs, that's too late. That storm is on top of you. Now, that storm is right there. There's nothing you can do about it. And this is what probably occurred with the disciples. They were, everything was great and lovely and beautiful and taking off. And they were happy and taking off. And then they see that cloud change. And then that storm hits just like that. And then the waves are coming over and the winds are blowing and the thundering and lightning. It's just so going on, so crazy. And there's Jesus over there asleep. And they would go to Jesus and shake him and wake him up. Do you not care where they're going to perish? Now, their whole life just went to fear and to worry and to life completely out of control. And they're going to Jesus, waking him up. Don't you care we're going to die? All right, let's bring it to 2020. You look at 4 months ago, where this economy was, how things were going. Stock market reached 30,000. Never done that before. The lowest unemployment in our country's history. Everything, people are doing so good that they have the ability to complain. They're not really hurting, but they have that ability to complain about the little things in life. Then over in China, something brewing. We try to shut the border down. We see the storm. It's turning red. It's a little gray and dark. We know it's coming. We try to stop it. But like that, the storm is here. And people are out there worried and afraid. And they're probably saying, don't you see that we're going to perish? What's the Lord saying? Oh, ye of little faith. When they woke up Jesus, that's the first thing he said, oh, ye of little faith. And then he turned towards the storm and calm the seas and the winds. And just like that, it was calm again. That's what the Lord's going to do for us. This soon will pass. Why do we worry about things in life when we know that the Lord is in control? It may be we're facing illness. It may be we're facing poverty. It may be that we're facing this pandemic. It may be anything in life that we're struggling with right now, times 10 with everything going on. And we're at that point, oh, don't you see I'm going to perish? And the Lord's saying, oh, ye little faith. And he's going to calm the storm and calm the sea. That's what we need to realize, that our Lord is in control. We must put God in control of our life. I got to stop trying to control every aspect of my life. We need, even in our worst situation, allow God to control the actions that we do. And it tells us in Romans 8, 28, go back 10 verses, tells us this. And we know that all things good work for the good of those who love him. For he had been called according to his purpose. All things work for good for God. Everything. All right. This is something that's been bothering me for this whole year. That I've got on my heart, and I want to bring it out. You know, there's so many turmoils going on in life, and right now we have that turmoil of the election that's going on. And what's bothered me, because we have started to draw a line in the sand. Let me tell you about my neighbor. My neighbor, I love her to death. She comes over to my house, and we talk, and one of the things we talk, because I don't talk politics with anybody. But we have a friendship where we talk politics. And she knows that I watch Fox News. When she comes over, Fox News is on the TV. I like Fox News because they have a lively debate. So I get to hear both sides of the pictures. But she told me, this is what she told me out of love. She says, because you watch Fox News, you're a Trump supporter. I go, look, I'm an independent. I vote with my heart. I vote on the values and the considerations. I vote with my heart. I don't vote. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent. I vote with my heart. Matter of fact, I told her, I says, I got a picture of Obama on my wall at work where he came before Lee and I was able to shake his hand. And that was an honor and a privilege to me. So she says, I'm not that. But she's a diehard Democrat. But what I've seen is that on Facebook can be a wonderful thing, but Facebook can be one of the worst things ever created. Because I've seen Christians draw that line in the sand saying, if you're not this or you're not that, you're not a Christian. You know, that type of philosophy is not a Christian. We don't draw a sand and demand somebody to be a Democrat or a Republican or a supporter of this person or a supporter of that person. She was over the house last week, and I told her, hey, I got a deal for you. I says, we're going to have a party on November 4th. November 4th? I said, the election is November 3rd, so let's have a party on November 4th. I'll buy two Trump hats and two Biden hats. No matter who wins, we'll both wear them. We'll come to your house or top of the cul-de-sac, we'll both put those hats on and celebrate. She goes, I don't know if I can do that or not. I said, you're a Christian, right? She goes, yes. Isn't God in control? I don't care who's president. I don't care who's the governor. I don't care who's in what position. God is still in control. We need to be more worried about putting God in control of our life than who's president or who governor or who anything else that's going on. Because we are losing Christians over that. We need to stand up for God and put God as Lord of our life. That's the most important thing. And realize that all things work towards his purpose. And celebrate and be Christians. Because we are called for his purpose. And that's what we need to be focusing on. That's what we need to be focusing on in our lives, is what we're doing for God. We're not letting this pandemic hold us back. We're not letting our bills hold us back. We are doing what God has planned for us. We're following His purpose, His will. And we don't worry about the rest. We're not afraid about what's down the road. We're not worried about what's down the road going for us. All we're worried is, are we doing what God expects us today? This very moment, are we doing His will? There are many decisions in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counseling of the Lord, that shall stand. No matter what we have in our hearts, no matter what we think we need to get done, we need to realize that it should be God's counsel. You want to know what to do in a pandemic? It's right here. You want to know how to handle those poverties? It's right here. You want to know how to handle that illness that you're going through? It's right here. All the answers are right here. But I tell you, brothers and sisters, unless you're pulling out daily to find out what His purpose for you is, what He has planned for you is, you can't know the plan unless you read the plan. That's what we should be focusing on. Not the pandemic, not who's going to be president, not what poverty or the struggles that we're going through. None of that. We should be following God's counsel of what we need to do. And in His heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. I tell you, I plan out my day. I plan out what I'm doing. I get to work, this is what I need to get accomplished. When I'm at the house, this is what I need to get accomplished today. I'm terrible at that. I can plan it all day long, but the God should guide my steps in what direction I go for the day. Somebody might be in need that day that I need to go help out and stop whatever I'm doing. Somebody I find out that's at home and may need some supplies. Hey, I need to stop what I'm doing and take care of what God directs my steps. This is a time of action. This is not a time of fear. We need to follow in God's steps. For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord. The plan to what? Prosper you and not to harm you. The plan to give you hope and a future. That's what they need out there right now, is a hope and a future. Do you know where they find that? They find that through y'all and y'all out there. That's where they find the hope and the future, because we have the gift of God. We have something that can take away all their worries and fears and troubles. But we can't do it if we sit in our house. We can't do it if we just sit back and wait for this pandemic to be over with. We need to be in action. This is when we can make the biggest results and have the best effect, is right now. We need to realize that. We need to find creative ways to make impact on people's lives. Aren't you afraid? I tell them no. I says, when I go to work, and he says, you need not to be at work, Brian. I said, why? Because you're under treatment. I'm good. I can make an impact right here and right now. As long as I take the proper precautions and do everything that I'm supposed to do, there's no reason I can't make an impact. Look at our nurses that are there on the front line every day. They don't have a choice but to make the action. There's no reason to be afraid. None. We need to live our life for the Lord. I wanted to 1 Chronicles 9:11-10, and I'm going to go back a little bit further. But this is the verse I want to close with this morning. It's David's prayer. And who does not like to be like-minded of David? This is what David said, starting in verse 10. He's in a whole large assembly of people, and he's telling them this prayer. This is David's prayer. David's prayer: the Lord is the presence in the whole assembly saying this. In the presence of the whole assembly saying this. Praise be to you, O God, Lord God of our father Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. He's here forever and ever. You are our Lord. In the greatest and the powerful and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Your, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head of over all. Wealth and honor comes from you, and you are the ruler of all things. In your hands are the strength and the power to exalt and give strength to all. He don't hold back to anybody who needs it. He gives it to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. That's what we should be doing right now. We should be giving thanks and praise to our Lord because he has all this under control. You know, a song will be led here shortly by Chuck. And on the bottom of the song, we'll have Wesley and Dale's number. And if you're out there, and if you're struggling with anything, if you're struggling with a fear of something in your life, if you've got a worry on you, I encourage you to call or text them this morning so we can pray together for you as a congregation. If there's struggles in your life, you may be here this morning that have struggles of fear and worry about tomorrow, about who's in control and what's in control. I encourage you this morning to let it all go. Let it all go this morning. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the pandemic. Don't worry about poverty. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow. Don't worry about hurricanes or all this other struggles that we go through. Because this country's seen a lot here recently with tornadoes dropping and floods and all this stuff that would give this whole country a lot to worry about. Where is our economy going to be in 6 months from now? Are we going to have the ability to pay our bills 6 months from now? Are we going to be facing COVID-19 again in the winter? If you have any of those worries, concerns, I encourage you this morning just to let it go. Understand that the God that has everything in his hands is fully in control. And right now, we need to use this opportunity to take action. Not to be afraid. Not to be worried. But just to let it all go. And I promise you, if you do that, you'll get a peace that you've never had before. When you truly let it go and turn it over to God, you'll get a peace that's just overwhelming. And you won't worry about tomorrow because you know that your God's in control. So if there's anything that we can do, just text Wesley or Dale, let them know. If you're here, come forward and we'll lead a prayer because we know and understand this morning that God is the one that's in control.